believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And how often do you feel like you have to get ready for something, like get ready for the next part of your life? I'm hoping that after today's episode, I'll shed some light on why you need to stop preparing and start living it. Okay. It's how many times we put what we want to do on the back burner because maybe we're just really afraid to show up in all our glory and all our power, or we don't know what it's really going to look like and we have to make it perfect before we launch it. I'm going to hopefully spread some light on and some clarity on the whole idea of readiness. So what we're going to be talking about today is stop preparing and start living it. So where in your life are you still getting ready instead of living? Just think about that for a moment, because I know I've been there and, you know, oh, when I take this next class and get the credentialing behind my name, then I'll be ready. But when you get to that point, you still feel like, oh, I need more experience. You know what? You've got a lot of experience, maybe more so than you are willing to acknowledge. And it's just time to show up and be in the moment and just go for it. And so why are so many awakened souls, they believe they need to become more before they can live? I kind of feel that there's quite a few things going on with that. There's a cultural myth that's once I heal this, once I fix that, then I could live. It's almost as if when you do that, you're kind of projecting yourself out into the future. You're not really living in the present moment because it's about projecting into the future instead of being right here, right now. So if you continue to do that, once I heal, it's like you're never going to be healed. It's because you're always projecting it out into the future instead of being right here, right now. How readiness becomes a moving target that never arrives. And that's just exactly what I just explained to you. It's like it's always in the future and it's not happening right now. And then the other thing, we talk a lot about nervous system dysregulation and how the nervous system really plays a big part in all of this. You know, when we start moving our target into the future and not really, showing up right now and stepping into it and start living it, our nervous system becomes conditioned to anticipation rather than presence. So you're always like waiting for the future, waiting for the future. I have news for you. The future is right now in this moment. It's all happening simultaneously. Sometimes preparation can look responsible on the surface, yet quietly function as avoidance. So are there procrastinators out there in my listening pool, or maybe recovering perfectionists, or procrastinators? Maybe you're avoiding things because you're afraid to show up for who you are because you're not sure who you are. So sometimes, even though preparation can look like responsibility, it's definitely an avoidance technique, okay? And awakening doesn't happen in theory. It actually happens in lived experience. And, you know, case in point, when you start taking baby steps and be fully present right here, right now, in the moment, this is where you create the next moment and the next moment. And I've had many clients of mine saying, well, I need to take this class and I need to take that class to in order to feel complete. And I'm thinking to myself, why? What are you avoiding? Just start showing up and being who you are and step into your authenticity, into your power. Just remember, you are not unfinished. You are not broken. You are not late. You are already a valid starting point. So, living is not the reward for healing. Living is the pathway that activates healing. And how many of us have had that experience where you just take the first step forward and all the healing takes place, and things that you even need to heal that you never thought you need to heal become healed. So it's not what we think it is. It's not a linear type of possibility. It's more of a matrix because things are more interconnected for us and to us than we could imagine. It's never a linear thing like A plus B equals C. It's more like A plus M equals Z and N plus P equals A. And it's like I'm saying, the picture I'm trying to project to you, it's like it's a matrix. It's all interconnected in ways that we have no idea. So let's talk about this for a second. When preparation becomes a trauma pattern, what are you waiting to feel before you allow yourself joy? Just think about that for a minute. Did you know that getting ready can be a protective strategy? It's like you're never going to be ready, but you're always going to be in that motion of getting ready. For those of you who are perfectionists out there, me, recovering perfectionist, sorry, I need to blow my nose because it's running. Need to catch it. Okay, I'm better. Maybe we have this idea that everything's got to be perfect. I know that was my mojo for a very long time. It can't be unleashed until it's perfect. But yet, that's a trap, and it's actually a protective strategy. It could be also the fear of visibility or the fear of judgment and criticism or disappointment masked as self-improvement. So think about that. Where are you always trying to improve yourself because you're in a fear state? Why not work on self-improvement, not out of fear, but out of love of self, to become the best version of yourself? Without the fear. Because as we know, everything is energy. And when we focus on things because we fear, being seen or fear being judged or fear disappointing yourself or other people, you're operating out of the energy of fear. So whatever you create out of fear, you're going to create more and more of that same fear. Underlying fear that is moving you forward. It's time to break that and to create from a place of love and peace and completeness. Sometimes, we get stuck in the pattern of, just waiting. Sometimes waiting feels safer than risking disappointment. It's like this massive protective barrier that is operating out of fear. And sometimes we wait, and sometimes waiting could be procrastination. Maybe we tell ourselves subconsciously, if I don't start, I can't fail. So there's a lot wrapped up into this whole thing about, the trauma patterns that are hidden below not wanting to or being fearful of moving forward. So, the other thing to remember too is some people really go into like hyper preparation mode, and that's a way of controlling, a form of control in an unpredictable world, or an uncertain world. I have a newsflash for you all. Everything that's external right now is so unpredictable, and uncertain. What it really boils down to is really coming to yourself and really feeling safe within who you are, no matter what is going on the external. This is like having your certainty so certain that you're certain within yourself in an uncertain world. Okay. And for those of you who aren't sure what I'm talking about, you know, maybe you've had situations in your life where you feel like you're totally out of control because you don't really know what it's like to maybe be in your body or even have a relationship with yourself. And if this is kind of triggering something within you, I invite you to go to my website and look at sessions, because this is where I really shine and help people learn how to become more certain within themselves so they could thrive and live life on their terms in all the uncertainty that circles around them. So with that in mind, just know that your body knows it's time to move long before the mind agrees. You know, have you ever had those insights where you know you should be doing something? You know, your body is like leaning you in a different direction, but your mind is kind of putting the brakes on. That's what I'm talking about. It's like our instincts and our intuition kind of knows what we need to go and do next. And it's our mind that stops us and tries to control and manipulate it and put it in a nice little box so it shows up as a nice little present for the external world. So I want to leave you with this. You don't heal your way into safety. You build safety through gentle movement and lived trust. And if today's episode is really resonating with you, I just invite you to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show. Your support helps this message reach the souls who are ready to stop waiting and start living. So what does it cost of being constantly getting ready? What's the cost of that? Have you ever stopped preparing? And what would you gently begin? Think about that for a moment. If you were able to stop preparing, what would you begin? What I need to tell you is this: preparation quietly drains your life force and creative energy. It drains spontaneity and joy. It drains confidence and self-trust. It drains intimacy with the present moment. And most important, a sense of alignment. So here's a truth bomb for you. Stagnation feels heavier than imperfect movement. Just ponder over that and just think about that. And we're getting ready to go on our first break of our episode, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, just think about this while you're on your break. Where in your life do you feel like you're stagnating? And when we return, we'll uncover more. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about procrastination today and, you know, stop preparing and start living it. For those of you who have a tendency to procrastinate and to keep yourself small, play small, or always in the mode of getting ready. You know who I'm talking to out there. This show is for you today. So before break, we're talking about the cost of constant getting ready and how getting ready is always putting you in the future and never in the present moment. So, you know, let's just talk about this. Stagnation feels heavier than imperfect movement. Stagnation feels heavier than imperfect movement. Just remember, movement restores momentum. Momentum restores belief. So we need to be in motion in order for things to happen and not project it out into the future, like someday when everything is perfect or when I'm completely healed. You know what? Live your life, because sometimes as you are taking a step forward, you're learning how to heal, and you never know what opportunities are going to be unfolded when you are in the present moment. It's like serendipity starts really aligning and just magical things start happening for you. Trust me, I know. I live that life. So another thing that keeps people from moving forward is like, they are worried about, you know, embodiment over mental mastery. So it almost sounds like mental masturbation. Oops, silly me. So what are you waiting to feel before you allow yourself joy? Think about that for a minute. You know, people say, when this happens, I'm going to feel great. Well, this happens and you may feel great temporarily, but it's not lasting. So why the body is the true initiator? The body is so important in this, and I feel that so many times people have disconnected from their bodies, and that's really a shame, because the body and the mind need to play nicely in the sandbox. You need both present. Okay, it's not a this or that. It's not about hating your body and trying to punish it and, you know, superseding with your mind. It's about them dovetailing nicely and playing nicely in the sandbox. They really blend well together. What you have to remember, your body will feel things way before the intellectual things start processing. It triggers something and then the mind, you jump from being in your body and drops in your mind, and it's like trying to figure something out and keeping the body disconnected and small. This is where the two need to dovetail together. So transformation is not an intellectual process. Your body shifts through experiences, not analysis, okay? Because this is a case in point. You have a library of, I call, self-help books, you know, like the self-help books that maybe you've like purchased and you read them and the concepts sound great, but you never really had the experience of integrating that. So it's just like you never really embodied that experience, okay? So when your body is able to take in that wisdom and that knowledge and integrate it into an experience, they call it, this is what we call experiential, this becomes more of who you are, okay? So the body shifts through experience, not analysis. You don't need to think your way into courage. You act your own way into it. And what that means is that being in the present moment, you just go to where you naturally need or being led to go next. That is always, that's like dialing in and trusting your intuition, which is key today. This is more important than ever in humanity's evolution. This is where your ability to be discerning and to know what is the right thing for you right here, right now, in this moment. So also remember too, small lived choices recalibrate identity faster than big plans. So take those baby steps. If you have a project that you want to do, just maybe decide to sit down, you know, get fully present, maybe drop into your physical body so you become totally present in the moment. And for those people who have a struggle with that, go to my website. I have a free downloadable guided meditation that's about 5 minutes and it's called Being in the Present Moment. And this will give you an idea of what it's like to be fully present right here, right now in the moment. It's free. Go to my website. There'll be a drop down and just sign up for that. When you're able to be in the present moment, this is where you get to connect with that inner wisdom that's with us. It's our innate ability to decide what is right for you in this moment, from moment to moment. So some examples of, you know, small lived choices, maybe speak before you feel ready, okay? I always tell people, when you're in the present moment and you speak from this space, your heart space, you're in the present moment, you will speak whatever needs to be spoken in the right time, right place, because it's just flowing. When you pop into your head and trying to analyze it, you're not in the present moment. You're thinking about what you're going to say or how the other people are going to respond. I invite you to just drop into your heart space before you speak and just speak from that space, even though you don't feel ready that you need to speak. Share before you feel confident, same principle. And create before you feel clear. Creation is like one of those magnets. Once you start creating, it's like you get more and more ideas coming to you. It's like a magnet for other things that are already there in your energy field. It's just, you just haven't tapped into it because it's already there for you. You need to be in energetic alignment to draw that into you, to that magnet. So clarity follows action and not the other way around. Okay. So with that in mind, you know, what would you change if you assumed you are already enough to start? Think about that. What would you know, what would you change? When we're living our highest spiritual practice, we're reframing spirituality from preparation to participation. Okay? You are actually starting to show up. It's like you are embracing who you are. You know, it's the thing to remember, being human is not a detour from spirituality. Being human and spirituality dovetail nicely. We've been duped into believing that spirituality is something, you know, woo-woo, you know, out of context. But thank God quantum physics has come in and the whole idea of spirituality. And I just want to reiterate the fact that spirituality is not religion or religiosity. They're two separate concepts. And I studied this when I was working on my doctorate, so I'm well versed in this. Spirituality is an internal relationship you have with your higher self. Religiosity, or being religious, is an external demonstration of, you know, being part of a group that practices a certain religion. Two different concepts. Spirituality is an inside job. Religion is an outside job. That's probably the easiest way that I could describe it. So remember that pleasure, desire, expression, rest, and play are spiritual technologies. They're all essential. They're all important. They all are needing to be experienced in the present moment, not as a delayed gratification for something into the future that never occurs. The soul didn't come here to wait. It came here to experience. And this is about experiencing life as a human being. And this includes your emotions, your feelings, your beliefs. What you also need to remember as a core truth is your aliveness is already holy. So when you live, you transmit permission. So what part of you is tired of waiting? So from waiting to beginning, let's work on maybe doing a shift identity. You know, maybe you're saying, I'm preparing. How about changing that to, I'm participating? Or maybe you say, I'll start someday. Change that to, I begin now. Or maybe you say, I need to fix myself before I could show up. How about this? I trust myself. And I know that may be a big stretch for a lot of people, because I know for myself, it took me a long time to be able to trust myself. Okay. So just as you move forward, let's talk about what we call a micro choice principle, which it is one small embodied choice today changes your trajectory. So what can you do in order to change where you're at now into becoming more in the present moment? So let's just do a real quick short grounding, okay, before we head off to our next break. So I'm just going to invite you all to place a hand on your heart or belly and slowly breathe in and slowly breathe out and silently or aloud, just repeat after me. I am here. I am enough. I begin now. And just let the body feel the truth of beginning without conditions. How does that feel? Possibly peaceful? Possibly grounded? Right here in the present moment. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And if you're feeling the call to move out a preparation and into embodied change, I invite you to explore private sessions with me where we bridge medicine, intuition, and energy to dissolve what's keeping you stuck and activate forward movement. Just visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to learn more. And we'll see you after this next break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisper, your host. And, you know, this episode today really spoke near and dear to my heart, because how many of us are in the mode where we're preparing for something and we're preparing and preparing and we don't think we're prepared enough and we never get to living it? So today's episode is called Stop Preparing and Start Living It. Short and sweet, just like that. And it's really geared towards those of you who are always in the mode of getting ready in order to show up instead of living. And, you know, what I want to, you know, reiterate why that's really not a good thing is that it always puts us into future. It's like you're not being present right here, right now, and living in the moment. You're projecting your life into the future and not becoming that. And some of the reasons around that may be, you know, it might be you're recovering from a trauma pattern where, you know, you're waiting to feel better before you enjoy yourself. Or maybe sometimes you're always waiting for the shoe to drop, you know, to prevent the shoe from dropping to move forward. You know, those of you who are perfectionists, recovering perfectionists here, or, you know, we're just afraid to be seen when we play small or we don't show up at all. It's time to really step into who we are. The world really needs you now in this moment. It's not about hiding. It's not about learning more things before you could actually show up and be perfect, because it doesn't exist. Just go for it. You know, there's a cost to getting ready. You know, you actually stunt your creativity, believe it or not, and you're looking for your satisfaction outside of yourself instead of just allowing it to come from within yourself. And, you know, we put our joy and our feelings on hold. And, you know, this is a paradigm that's going to be shifting. It's about allowing ourselves to experience that. That's part of being human, experiencing all your emotions, the rawness, the heaviness, the brilliance, all, you know, right here, right now, not pretending it doesn't happen, ignoring it, stuffing it, or pretending, you know, that, oh, I'll get to it later, and you never do. So I just invite you to start living as your highest spiritual practice. Just be in the present moment and just take that baby step forward in order to show up in all your glory. It's about you. Once you do this and you take a baby step, it's like the path unfolds for you and you're just showing up because it's already there for you. Because as you are, I'm going to call it surrendering, it's not really surrendering, it's just allowing yourself to receive what's already there for you. And why wouldn't you not want to do that? So we're heading into my favorite part of my show, and it's about giving you an experiential process, which I call a guided meditation, where you're able to embody what we have discussed, and so you can make it your own. So this is like a real important step, I feel, that allows us to have an experience instead of reading theory or people being talked to about theory. It's like you're grounding the theory into an actual experience, experiential. So with that in mind, I am calling this guided embodiment meditation. Stop preparing, start living it. So just find a nice, comfortable place where you're not going to be disturbed probably for the next 5 or 6 minutes. And I invite you to begin by gently closing your eyes and just taking a slow breath in through your nose and a long exhale through your mouth. Again, take a slow inhale and a long exhale. And one more time, breathing in presence and breathing out expectation. Just allow your shoulders to drop. Allow your jaw to soften. And allow your belly to relax. There is nothing to achieve, nothing to become, and nothing to fix. Simply notice that you are here. And just feel the surface beneath you supporting your body. Feel gravity holding you, and just let your awareness move to your heart center. And just imagine a gentle, warm light glowing in the center of your chest. Not bright, not forced, just steady and alive. And with each breath, that light expands slightly. This light represents your aliveness, not your potential, not your future, your present life force. And silently repeat to yourself, I am here. I am enough. I begin now. And just notice if any part of you tightens at those words. And if it does, just simply witness. No judgment. Allow it to be as it is. And let yourself gently ask, what am I waiting for? No searching, no analyzing, just noticing. You may be aware of a belief, possibly a memory, an image, or simply a feeling. Whatever it is, allow it to be as it is without judging or criticizing it. Now gently say to yourself, I release the belief that I must be ready to live. And breathe. I release the belief that I must fix myself first. And take a deep breath. I release the belief that I am behind. Just take a deep breath on that one too. And imagine these beliefs dissolving like mist in sunlight. Now, bring awareness into your body. Notice your feet, your legs, your hips, your belly, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. And allow your breath to move gently through your whole body. Sense the quiet intelligence of your body. This intelligence does not speak in words. It speaks in sensations, in impulses, in gentle nudges. And just ask it, body, what wants to move forward now? And just listen softly. You may receive a word, an image, a feeling, or simply a sense of direction. Just trust whatever arises. Now, imagine a doorway in front of you. This doorway is labeled living. Notice it doesn't say someday, or after I'm healed, or when I'm ready. Simply living. Notice there are no locks, no tests, no requirements. The door is already open and has been open for you for a very long time. See yourself standing in front of it. Behind you is a long hallway labeled preparing. Notice how heavy that hallway feels, how long, how repetitive. Now, gently turn toward the open door. You don't need to run. You don't need to leap. Simply step. Take one step forward. And as you step through the doorway, feel a subtle shift in your body. Not fireworks, not an explosion, a quiet settling, a quiet permission. On the other side of the doorway, you sense more breath, more space and expansiveness, more aliveness and vitality. Here, you are not perfect. Here, you are real. Here, you are participating. So allow yourself to feel what it's like to live without waiting. Notice the quality in your chest. Notice the quality in your belly. Notice the quality in your breath. Now silently affirm, say to yourself, I choose participation over preparation. I choose presence over postponement. I choose living over waiting. Allow these words to sink into your cells and just imagine gentle roots extending from the soles of your feet into the earth. The earth receives you exactly as you are. No conditions, no expectations. Feel earth energy rising through your roots, into your legs, into your hips, into your spine, and into your heart. You are supported to live. Now, place one hand on your heart and softly say, I am here. I am more than enough. I begin now. Again, I am here. I am more than enough. I begin now. And let those words echo through your body. And take a slow breath in and slow breath out. And begin gently wiggling your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, softly open your eyes. And just carry this frequency with you. And welcome back, everybody. And just stay in the frequency and essence of this meditation as we segue off to our last break of the episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up about stop preparing and start living it. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, if you've enjoyed today's episode and it spoke to your heart, I invite you to like, share, and subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite listening platforms, whether it's Spotify, Apple TV and radio, whatever. We have over 350 different places where you could find me, so you never miss another episode. And if you're ready to move out of waiting and into embodiment change, explore working with me one-on-one at drdoloresfazzino.com. So we have been talking about stop preparing and start living it. And, you know, some takeaways I want to leave you with are this. You don't need to be healed to start living. Preparation can become subtle, a subtle form of avoidance. So awareness turns it back into support. Healing is not a prerequisite for living. Okay. You heal as you live. Small action creates more change than perfect plans. And your body already knows your next step. The key is to start listening to it. And living itself is powerful medicine. Choose participation over postponement. And, you know, one thing I want you to remember is that you are not late, you are not broken, you're not unfinished. You're a work in progress, as we all are. Life has never been waiting for you to become someone else. It's been waiting for you to arrive as you are, okay? Stop rehearsing your life. Step into it today. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Life is not waiting for you to be ready. Living is what makes you ready. So let me leave you with this channeled message for our episode today. And I just want to share, too, that I'm mourning the loss of my pet, Schnookums, who is a cockatiel who I was able to share my life with for the over 26 years. I adopted him as a two-month-old, and he lived 26 years with me. So he passed on Sunday, and I'm just wanting to honor his life. May he fly free and go flying high into his next adventure. And so our channeled message today is, beloved one, you were never meant to earn your right to exist. You were never meant to perfect yourself into permission. You were breathed into this world by consciousness itself, not because of experience was designed through you, not later, not when you are healed, not when you are finished. Now, breathe. Your breath is a living authorization. Your heartbeat is a cosmic yes. And you do not awaken to escape humanity. You awaken to inhabit in it, to taste, to touch, to feel, to stumble, to rise, to love, to try, to begin again. You have mistaken preparation for devotion, but devotion is presence. You have mistaken waiting for wisdom, but wisdom is movement. You have mistaken stillness for safety, but safety is born through trust in motion. There is nothing missing. There was never anything missing. You are standing in the exact coordinates of your becoming. The path does not reveal itself in advance. The path reveals itself as your feet touch the ground, one breath, one step, and one choice at the time. Begin where you are. So I'm just going to leave you with that. And just remember, start living your life. This is the perfect moment, and you are worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.